When shopping, if you break it, you buy it. But once you buy it, can you fix it? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams, in from Mollywood.
Marketplace Tech is supported by HVR, empowering organizations to realize their full potential with real-time data, fresh data, where you need it. HVR-software.com.
The Federal Trade Commission is turning its attention to the right to repair movement, a pushback against manufacturers limiting who can repair the equipment they make. In a report the agency put out back in May, it found, quote, "the burden of repair restrictions may fall more heavily on communities of color and lower-income communities," end quote. The FTC is set to vote on Wednesday on next steps. One group watching this debate? Farmers. Some companies that make farm equipment only allow repairs at their own dealerships. Terry Griffin is an agricultural economist with Kansas State University. He grew up on a farm in northeast Arkansas himself. And back then, DIY equipment repairs were just a part of life.
I think I'm fairly good with a wrench. And that was because financial circumstances were tough in the 1980s. And farmers were sort of forced into that as a survival mechanism.
Think you'd be able to fix a piece of farm equipment today?
No. It's a world of difference between 1980s and today. Think about the cars you drive, you know, especially the upper end of vehicles that may have OnStar. Farm equipment's no different. You know, we've been pushing data from farm equipment to the cloud for the manufacturer's use since about 2010.
And these pieces of equipment we're talking about are worth hundreds of thousands of dollars in some cases.
Or even more. It wouldn't be out of the question for the newest John Deere combine to come fully equipped at over $1 million.
Can you give some specific examples about what an operator or a farmer might want to fix right now that they typically can't?
One of the issues that a lot of farmers would be happy with would be able to run the diagnostic codes, the error messages to diagnose what the issue is. The dealership of the manufacturer are the only ones that can run those diagnostics.
How does the inability of farmers and operators to repair this equipment affect the business of running a farm?
During the planting season, if there is an issue with the tractor that we're using to pull the planter, and we're not able to use it, we may have to load it up onto a truck and drive it an hour, 2 hours to a qualified repair shop. And that will take time out of the day, and we essentially may lose a half a day or a whole day. And in agriculture, it's a biological process. So there is an optimal week of the year with which to plant corn. And if we have to wait to the end of the season to make up that day's worth of planting, we're at a relative disadvantage, such that the yields are lower.
What do the manufacturers say in response to these complaints?
Well, if I was manufacturing equipment, I would fully understand why I would want my qualified trained technicians to do the repairs. You know, especially if the equipment is leased. That way I can ensure that I know how those repairs are made and when it goes to the secondary market for selling used equipment.
Terry Griffin at Kansas State University. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.